Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
747, 13 till 8, quickly to Norma Jean Matei, professor of engineering at UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers, my alma mater, UNO, I'm proud to say. Talking about a story we had at WWL.com, Don Redmond, AAA, says Louisiana ranks fourth in the country for worst road conditions, according to a report by Consumer Affairs. And drivers are paying, on average, about $600 a year more as a result of that. Morning, Norma Jean, how are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing great. I'm in D.C., actually.
In D.C.? Why?
Talking about climate change and how we can build more resilient communities.
Well, there you go. How about that? Tell me about resilient roads and streets and everything, because in advance of you coming on, I was thinking, and I remember as a kid hearing on WWL, as a matter of fact, that, you know, this road had buckled or that road had buckled. I saw in Missouri they had a road that buckled, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. But I don't see that as much of that happening here. But if the climate's changing and it's hotter than it's ever been, have we done things to keep the concrete or whatever it is from buckling here?
Well, it has buckled in the past. Some of your listeners may remember where a section of concrete street on Severn in Metairie buckled. And this was years ago. I was trying to find it because I can't remember the year, but it was quite a while ago. So it's all a function of how, because when things get hot, they want to expand. And if they can expand, things like buckling can happen. And that's what happens when you get into these significantly higher temperatures, when the change in temperature just increases so quickly that something gives, and in a pavement that can be a concrete slab that buckles. And it's happened in Severn, and it's happened a few years ago in various parts of Louisiana, too.
So are we doing anything different to accommodate for that, or can we do anything different to accommodate for that? And let me take you back to, I guess, I don't know if you want to call it substrate for road or whatever you want to call it. Is there a preferable way to build a road?
Well, when you have concrete panels, because it's the two roadway materials we use, concrete and asphalt, the problems with extreme heat are very different for each of those different materials. So concrete panels, being more rigid, they buckle if they can't move. And so you'll notice that in sidewalks, in driveways, and in streets, and in bridges, you'll have gaps. So they'll have a pavement section, it's just a segment, and then they leave a little gap. There's usually a joint material in there. Initially, there was a joint material in there that is able to smoosh when it gets hot and the pavement expands. But you need to have that initial gap, one, big enough for the anticipated change in temperature. So we're seeing higher temperatures. So that could be a possible problem. And another problem is if you don't maintain those different sealants, they'll get brittle. We'll have stuff that gets in there that doesn't squish, and that causes problems.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What happens, because we all have it in our patios and driveways, et cetera, the material erodes and then weeds start growing up through it, and maybe we think that mud is as squishy as that original stuff was, but it's not, and that's what causes it to buckle or not?
Well, it can be that problem. It can be that, one, the gap isn't big enough anymore because the difference in temperature is greater, so mm-hmm. the increase in length is greater. And it can be that you've got non-flexible materials that have fallen in there, that then once that pavement moves up against it, and it won't allow that movement to happen.
And so, if you're talking
the pavement,
if you're teaching people to engineer roads in Louisiana, is there a dividing point where the soils change, where, okay, from this point down, you want to do this, from this point up, you can do this?
Well, that's an interesting question. So, yes, the pavement types and the selection, and it's not just the pavement that sits on top. You've got to prepare the subsurface. Mm-hmm. So you take out undesirable material to a certain depth, and then you put a designed set of layers of different dip types of materials, gravels, sands, and you have to compact it to a standard. Because what you want to provide your roadway is a bed that it can sit on that provides, you're transferring all of those loads through the pavement into the ground. So a major truck, that wheel load, it's not, the pavement transfers it to the ground. The ground is holding the pavement and the truck up. Mm-hmm. So if you've got poor materials or there's a lot of utilities that are running below your roadways, and if your joints they're not properly maintained, that allows water intrusion. You can then have, because truck loads and automobile loads are moving, you can pump out that wet material and then cause a void underneath the pavement, which is another problem.
Is there a part of the state, I was watching a movie the other day and they were blasting out a foundation for a building, and you know, I was thinking, here, we don't have that problem because we don't have any bedrock. But is there a portion of the state where there is bedrock and then where there isn't, or do we have that anywhere in Louisiana?
Oh, the Mississippi River, that big old man river, created this big, huge alluvial plain. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we are not really blessed with bedrock. Now, up in the northern part of Mississippi, right along the Mississippi River, mm-hmm. you'll see some rock, but it's an outcropping. But on our side, not so much. So if you really pay attention, it's a distinctive difference.
So the answer would be no in Louisiana, but in other parts of the country where there's
definitely not southeastern Louisiana.
In other parts of the country where there is bedrock, does that lead to longer road life?
It depends. And so if you have better material to found your roads on, then some of the issues that we have, they don't have. But they can have other issues. But say if you're in a desert area where you've got no chance of some arroyo being a transit of the very rare heavy rains that they get, so you don't have to worry about that, that's a good foundation. But think about that high, that the sun is it's mercilessly beating down on that pavement, and that can cause a problem too. So.
I think I'm going to stick with my old car. Thank you, Norma Jean Matei. Good luck in Washington. Professor of Engineering at UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. 755, 5 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.